Thank you. Now, Allison, there are a lot of ways the U.S. keeps tabs on its never-ending war on drugs, and one of them is by tracking the price of cocaine. We've all done this. The reasoning goes...
Is there a website for that?
Well, here's what the government thinks. If the price of coke is going up, it means the cops are winning because they're squeezing supply. So for the past 3 months, the federal government has been reporting that its counter-drug strategy has, in fact, created an unprecedented nationwide cocaine shortage. But NPR News did some digging around and found the government might be exaggerating its success. NPR's John Burnett is the man who did the digging. This is his report.
Earlier this month, drug czar John Walters appeared at the Washington, D.C. headquarters of the U.S. Coast Guard on the occasion of its record seizure this year of 160 metric tons of cocaine at sea.
These seizures are having a profound effect on availability of drugs in the United States. The latest DEA reporting indicates a sharp increase in the street price of cocaine, with a 44% increase reported in price per pure gram between January and September of 2007.
The White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, known as the Drug Czar's Office, is applauding the Coast Guard busts, along with Mexico's stepped-up enforcement and some big seizures on the southwest border. Walters said reports indicate that these interdictions have choked the cocaine supply in 37 cities across the country.
Among the 37 cities, 15 major cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
NPR contacted the police departments in each of those 37 cities to find out what narcotics commanders had to say about the reported cocaine shortage. The results suggest how difficult it is for law enforcement to create a long-term disruption in retail sales in this, the largest cocaine market in the world. And they echo long-established trends, that price spikes are usually transitory, that over time, dealers find other distribution routes, and users may find other drugs. Of those 37 cities, 10 confirmed the cocaine scarcity is real. Among them, New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and San Francisco. Lieutenant Daniel Simfer is commander of the Vice Narcotics Unit in the St. Louis Police Department.
In the last 6 months, it has become less available than it was at the beginning of the year. The price has increased accordingly, probably by about a third.
Four cities declined to respond. Five cities said there was simply no shortage.
No, we don't have a problem finding it at all.
That's Sergeant Roger Johnson of the Detroit Police Department. Here's Commander Cheryl Doubt of the Pittsburgh Police Department Narcotics Bureau.
I spoke to my detectives who are out there on the street making buys, and we, you know, all kind of agreed that if there is a shortage here in Pittsburgh, we were not aware of it and don't find that necessarily to be true.
In the other 18 cities singled out by the drug czar, police officials there had qualified responses. In Boston, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., authorities acknowledged that supplies had tightened and they applauded the busts. But they noted with frustration that price and availability of a $10 to $20 rock of crack cocaine is unchanged, though the potency has dropped somewhat. Sergeant Dale Sutherland is a narcotics squad leader with the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department.
It doesn't take much cocaine to keep guys bagging up and selling coke and selling crack on the street.
Federal authorities still maintain the pinching of supplies with the resulting spike in price and drop in purity is unprecedented. Michael Braun is the DEA's chief of operations.
I don't believe that we've ever seen this price purity phenomena over a sustained 10-month period. This could all change next month. I hope that it doesn't. I don't think that it will.
Apparently, it's already begun to change. Among those cities where the responses were qualified, a number of them, including Denver, Houston, and Philadelphia, reported cocaine prices and supplies had spiked over the summer, but now they're back to normal. Indeed, an official in the National Drug Intelligence Center wrote in an email to NPR, quote, cocaine availability appears to have returned to previous levels in some but not all drug markets as traffickers reestablish stable sources of supply and distribution networks. The first city where federal officials noticed a cocaine scarcity last May was Philadelphia. So we called Captain Christopher Werner, commander of the Narcotics Field Unit at the Philadelphia Police Department. He, too, said a summer-long scarcity is over. He described a bust his officers made 2 weeks ago.
And within about 4 hours, they seized 8 kilograms of cocaine, which equates into about 16 pounds. In addition to the cocaine, they seized over $100,000 in cash. So is there a cocaine shortage right now? I don't believe so.
When asked about NPR's conflicting results, drug czar John Walters dismissed them. He said his information is drawn from nationwide data collected by the Drug Enforcement Administration based on undercover buys, wiretaps, informants, and local police reports.
Now, we can do it that way, or we can do it where, you know, you call somebody somewhere and they say something else. That's not data. You know, that's a guy.
While federal officials hope they've dealt a lasting blow to cocaine traffickers, the history of the drug market suggests otherwise. John Carnevale is a former budget director in the Drug Control Office who served under four former drug czars. He says they had the RAND Corporation analyze long-term cocaine price trends, and this is what they learned.
One, the long-term trend adjusted for purity has been one of decline. It just keeps coming down and coming down. Two, there's been occasional moments where we've seen spikes in cocaine prices, and they may last 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, but eventually the trend continues to decline.
Third, Carnevale said, fleeting price spikes did not meaningfully affect demand, a point where his data differs from the drug czar's. Are more people kicking the coke habit because they can't get it? John Walters asserts the cocaine shortage is behind the nation's largest workplace drug testing company, Quest Diagnostics, observing a 16% decline in positive cocaine drug tests during the first half of 2007. But in an interview with NPR, a Quest scientist said during that same period they'd also noticed a nearly 7% uptick in methamphetamine detection. This is the nature of addiction, several police officials said. To the extent there is or was a coke shortage, they've seen regular users turn to meth, heroin, and prescription drugs. In other words, enforcement had not appeared to curtail demand, which is one of the chief aims of the war on drugs. Again, Sergeant Dale Sutherland of the Washington, D.C. Police.
The truth is we see addicts getting drugs, even in the worst times when it's really hard to get it. They'll do just about anything to get some kind of drugs.
For good measure, NPR called police narcotics commanders in several other large U.S. cities that were not on the drug czar's list. They had similar stories. San Antonio and Jacksonville, Florida, said wholesale prices have gone up, but retail cocaine is still plentiful. San Diego and Dallas said there's no detectable cocaine shortage.
That was NPR's John Burnett reporting. Asma Khalid contributed research to this report.
So basically, the local officials are saying to the drug czar, what are you high? There's still drugs on the streets.
Yeah, it's the demand has not gone away, and they're just buying other drugs.
But you heard the drug czar. That's just a guy talking. So
yes.
Two sides to every story. Hey, coming up on the Bryant Park Project, December 31st marks 100 years of a ball dropping fun in Times Square. We'll talk about it very shortly with a man who knows much about it. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.